What's the matter here? Have you got a minute, Mick?
Yes, of course, Anna, Mick said, lying through his teeth. Basically, he divided people into two groups. Those with time for anything, people like Anna, and those with time for nothing, people like you, me and Mick, right? Mick put down his 7 bags of shopping, wiped the sweat from his eyes, straightened his back up, and gave Anna his full, undivided attention. Little did it matter that he had left the dinner on, that the ice cream was melting, or that Joe was waiting for him to do his history homework. It served him right for trying to make a home run before nightfall. So what would it be this time? A loose wall tile? A fused light bulb? A dirty doorknob? For his sins, Mick's neighbours had voted him administrador for the year. For the year, not of the year. Don't move, said Anna, darting back into her flat, then re-emerging with a plastic shopping bag. I found it on my balcony. Oh, thanks. Sorry, Mick said, suitably humbled as he inspected the offending sock and clothes peg.
No problem.
Oh, by the way, about those pot plants.